Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the adab and the different etiquettes as far as the gathering is concerned, those that are sitting in the gathering, what etiquettes they should observe. And as we explained before, that these etiquettes, although the hadith may speak specifically about a masjid, but these etiquettes can be broadened to a person sitting in his home and the other people also around. Adab, the etiquette, how a person should behave as far as consideration is concerned. Person is sitting in a public transport, a person is sitting maybe in an airport or sitting at a bus station or somewhere where the public is gathered. Now all these things must be considered. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us consideration, and consideration for others forms a very big part of our deen, forms a very big part of our Islam, and also forms a very big part of a person's character, how considerate he is of the next person. Sometimes a person is driving, and now somebody cuts in front of him. Now is he a type of person that suddenly just gets upset, he wants to fight, or he's a person that's able to maintain his composure? Or for example, he sees somebody wants to cross, and now he gives a person a chance, you cross, somebody needs to turn, he's considerate, he makes a gap for someone else to turn in and to go into another road or turn wherever that person, but he shows some type of courtesy, some type of kindness. Be surprised that these things may not involve a person actually physically giving da'wat about Islam, speaking about Islam, but a person that sees is that a Muslim has given me way, this is Islam is so beautiful, look at the akhlaq and the character of the Muslims, if their behavior and they are so considerate as far as road etiquettes, road manners is concerned, how much more careful they will be as far as people's etiquettes, etiquettes, social etiquettes, etiquettes as far as business is concerned. So all these things play a very, very big part. Remember, very little they may listen to our bayans and our speeches, but a lot of time they're observing the way we behave, the way our akhlaq is, the way we are considerate, our consideration for others. These things make a very big impact on people. Recently there was a unrest that had taken place. And before that unrest, we had a situation where there was lockdown. And at the time of the lockdown, many people were distributing hampers, etc. And how many non-Muslims got inclined towards Islam just by looking at the akhlaq of the Muslims that were giving hampers, etc. There was a friend of ours that was distributing in the rural areas. So he, from his wholesale and his cash and carry, he was packing it, but he told the family, or he told the people that are helping him with the packing, that one policy we should be having here is that even these packages that we are putting in, these packs that we are putting all the grocery items and distributing it, shouldn't go in our packet. In other words, the name of our cash and carry, it shouldn't go in the name of our company. Put it in packets that have no names. We are giving this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't want to take any type of recognition for it. This is for the sake of Allah. Nobody must know where it's coming from. It's for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala knows where it is coming from. And then it was suggested to him that you're going to the rural areas, etc. Get the counselor involved, get few people involved, as far as the police, etc. is concerned. Because it's dangerous to go suddenly with a big truck, with packets there to start distributing. People may mob the truck, theft, etc. So he did that. He got the counselor involved, and he got few other people involved from the police. So when they came there and they saw that one of the rules of this type of distribution is that there is no advertisement here, there is no photography here, there is no advertising here. First time in their life they said they are seeing such a thing where a person is distributing so much, whole truck full of groceries, but yet he doesn't want one inch of recognition. This touched their heart so much that at that one distribution so many people accepted Islam. So sometimes we don't have to give dawat. But the way we are conducting ourselves, the way we are considerate as far as our akhlaq is concerned, that makes a very big impact on people. So today's hadith, An Abi Barzata radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul bi akhiratihi idha arada an yaquma min al majlis, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. فقال رجل يا رسول الله إنك لتقول قولا ما كنت تقوله فيما مضى قال ذلك كفارة لما يكون في المجلس Rawahu Abu Dawood. Hazrat Abu Barzata radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intended getting up from a gathering, in other words, now he finished with whichever gathering he was seated in, this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do when he wanted to get up. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last thing that he would say when he would want to get up, when he finished off with the gathering, the last thing he would say was this dua. The dua that we normally read also at the end. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, which means glory be to you, O Allah. All praise be to you. I testify that there is none worthy of worship except you. I seek your forgiveness and I turn in repentance to you. So a man asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are saying something which you did not say in the past. In other words, this person noticed what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. So he said, you did not say this in the past. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's style was to teach. He could see somebody was desirous to learn. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not waste that opportunity, but teach him. And may Allah ta'ala reward him for asking this question. So today we are all reading this dua after our sitting here. The sahabi gets so much of sawab because he was the one that brought this dua to us via Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered him that this dua is an expiation. It is a means of getting all the sins forgiven for whatever took place in the gathering. In the gathering that we are seated, whatever took place, this dua is a means of getting the gunas of this gathering forgiven. Although Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's objective was to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet he would still make this dua that whatever was wrong was said may get forgiven. Can you imagine what a lofty maqam Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had? That whatever he spoke was for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but yet he would make this dua. How much more we should be making this dua? It was done to teach the ummah that to make dua, because if a sinless Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could make this dua, then the sinful followers should do so to a greater extent. The closer the one a person draws to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more a person becomes aware and the more a person thinks that he is making mistakes, the more a person feels that he has shortcomings, the more closer he gets towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So any gathering, whether it is a dini gathering like this, or whether we're seated with some family members and we're having a discussion, or some friends come, or we are sitting with somebody in a meeting, whatever it may be, the fact that we are seated, there will be something that we may say that is wrong. There may be something that is said out of place. There may be something that was said about someone. Whatever the case is, we will have some type of shortcomings. Such an easy dua we are taught that will expiate and will be a means of getting all the shortcomings forgiven just by reading this dua at the end. So we read this dua now. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Normally we would read it as nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, meaning plural, we all sing it together. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Inshallah we'll continue with this hadith series when I return, inshallah. So after 3 weeks, inshallah, then we will continue with this hadith series. Jazakallah. Subhanallah bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.